It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Hey all, Troy here. I wore a sweater yesterday for the first time in months. That's not actually the first sign that summer is ending, but it sends a pretty clear message. For many families, the clearest sign that summer is finally over is the arrival of the school bus, the ultimate symbol of order and routine, and the most definitive end to the freedom and chaos of summer. Though we don't have any children or teachers here, there's a similar, albeit more gradual, progression from chaos to order at Turkana Farms. Many of the crops we've been tending to all season are finally fruiting and are ready to harvest, if they haven't already run their course. Tomatoes, cucumbers, beans, peppers, and now apples, raspberries, and squash. Every day, something is ripe for the picking, and the daily harvest has given me much more structure and routine than I've had all summer long. In contrast, high summer was a hectic whack-a-mole game of dealing with weeds, diseases, critters, and many other unexpected problems, and that's just in the garden. Trying to keep the sheep free of parasites without a barn was a whole other battle in itself. Let's just say it was hard to find a regular cycle around here. But we did manage to find our rhythm in the end. We just had to look for it outside of ourselves. Dear listeners, did you know that my uncle loves to dance? Because I didn't before this summer. Nor did I expect to ever find myself by his side dancing to Beyoncé, Justin Bieber, and certainly not Azealia Banks. I obviously wasn't accounting for the influence of our neighbor Adam, who charmed all of us into dancing as a semi-regular activity to de-stress this summer. Thanks to him, we attended several of Bard's summer Spiegeltent dance parties. The Spiegeltent is a temporary venue at Bard College that hosts a variety of performances throughout the summer. After each show, there's a dance party that starts at 10 p.m. and ends at the very reasonable hour of 12:30. Perfect for our farmer lifestyle. If you were hoping I would describe Mark's dancing to you, I'm sorry, but you'll have to join us next summer to see it for yourself. But I will say he can dance to anything. He's more partial to Carly Rae Jepsen than Pitbull, but this shouldn't surprise any of us. Our dance excursions were, I have to say, some of the highlights of this summer. Farm work is difficult in many ways, but maybe the hardest thing this year has been staying focused and motivated, despite the inordinately demoralizing obstacles that we've faced. Finding a way to get off the farm and release the tensions of the week has been an invaluable resource. Beyond that, music has been vitally important to my daily motivation and has helped me feel less isolated out here. Whether I'm listening to a curated playlist while washing eggs, or I have one song looping in my head while I water the garden, I can still feel connected to the cultural milieu of the day, and thus the wider world. I thought it would be an appropriate way to celebrate the summer's end to share a playlist of songs that got me through the summer, or at least some that just wouldn't leave me alone while I toiled. I won't pretend there's a connecting theme to this playlist beyond the fact that all these songs were stuck in my head at some point this summer, so it might not be for everyone. But I figured if the general counsel to the U.S. Department of Justice was patient enough to listen to me ramble about the rise of Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato while dicing cucumbers during his stay here, thank you, Arthur, then you all can find it in yourselves to dip into this playlist and connect to the rhythms that have been driving me all summer long. And here it is. Dirt on My Boots by John Pardee. All right, this one's the black sheep of the playlist. It's pop country. but it perfectly encapsulates and validates our need to dance our hearts out after a hard day on the farm. Party for One by Carly Rae Jepsen. Unless Esperanza decides to wander out and find me in the field, most things I do throughout the day, I do alone. This song makes that reality more exciting, and it bops. Steal My Sunshine by Len. A quintessential one-hit wonder that's in my head every time I weed. It's written from the perspective of our poor, overshaded crops. Creep by TLC. In a similar vein, this song is about the oriental bittersweet creeping up all our fences. Talk by Khalid. I had to play a lot of phone tag with contractors trying to find someone to clean up the barn site and do the rebuild for us. This one is dedicated to them. Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going. Dona de Mim by Isa. Brazil was on my mind from hearing the recent news about the wildfires in the Amazon rainforest, and so is this song by Brazilian artist Isa. Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee. One brave volunteer sunflower stood taller than everything else in our garden this year. It always made this song come to mind. Truth Hurts by Lizzo. It's at the top of the charts, and it deserves to be there. Plus, I can't help but feel that when she says, "Why men great till they gotta be great?" she's talking about the same kind of tilling that I am. And lastly, Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey. This has been in my head a lot recently, because it's true. Victoria will always be my baby. Whether we cave to Mark's relentless pressure to get married and start a family or not has no bearing on our commitment to always be each other's babies. The same goes for MapQuest our rabbit, Esperanza our dog, and the sheep, and even that sunflower in the field. They're all our babies. Always.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.